Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's Nightside with Dan Ray on WBZ, Boston's news radio.
Thank you, Dawn. Tough night for the Celtics down in Philadelphia. They led that game through most of the game, and Philly kind of took it away in the last half of the fourth period. Very quickly, if I can, here, I'm not going to go through any detail here, but here are the orders, the executive orders and two executive actions that President Biden has signed today. A lot of activity. He has started the 100-day mask challenge, calls for a nationwide face mask and social distancing mandate in federal buildings, on federal lands, and by federal employees and contractors. The U.S. will rejoin the World Health Organization. The president has assigned an order to extend eviction and foreclosure moratoriums. He will continue the pause on student loan payments until September 30th. The pause on student loan payments. Rejoin the Paris Climate Agreement. End the Keystone XL pipeline and revoke oil and gas developments at national wildlife monuments. I disagree with that one. Actions to advance racial equity through the federal government. We'll get into that, I'm sure, sometime later this week. Count non-citizens in the U.S. Census again. Strengthen workplace discrimination protections based on sexual orientation and gender identity. Defend the Dreamers program for undocumented young Americans. End the so-called Muslim travel ban. Change President Trump's arrest priorities for immigration and customs enforcement. Stop border wall construction. Keep protections for a group of Liberians in the country. Freeze last-minute Trump administration regulatory actions and formulate executive branch ethics doctrines. Now, all of those need a little bit more explanation, but that kind of gives you a sense of what President Biden has done in his first day in office. And I want to hear from more of you. Let me go next to David in Whitman. Dave in Whitman, you are next on Nightside. How are you?
I'm good, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing great. There used to be a guy I work with in TV at WBZ whose name was David Whitman.
Oh, that's not me. Your caller previously said a lot of people were crying during his speech.
No, there was a caller earlier who mentioned that she kind of got choked up, Karen from Watertown. And then I think Dot was kind of making fun of that or whatever. And
yeah,
I
agree with Dot. You know, I was choking up too when he started signing all them orders, you know. we're having a pandemic, right? Oil prices to heat my house is high enough and fill my car. You know, if I had a cushy deal with China like his kid, I wouldn't worry about it. But I don't have that cushy deal, and neither do a lot of people. And why would you do that during a pandemic? Shut that pipeline.
Yeah, I don't understand. I mean, again, there are those in the, you know, environmental movement who are just very much against fossil fuels. I think the marketplace is going to bring wind energy and solar energy, into the mainstream in America. I think that we'll be driving electric cars 15 years from now. But there are people who just look at fossil fuels as tremendous danger, and they want to wipe them out as soon as possible, up to and including the Keystone XL pipeline, which, by the way, the nation of Canada announced yesterday that based upon that executive order, they're going to sue the United States for $1 billion because of that.
Yeah, this windmill ain't going to heat my house. It's just blowing cold air. I don't understand it, Dan.
Well, there are other forms of energy. Obviously, you got nuclear energy, you got hydro energy, you got wind energy. My feeling is use them all, but don't stop using fossil fuel or using oil until we have adequate energy from the other sources of energy.
I just want to tell all the Biden love is that when they're sitting on the side of the road because they got no gas, put on BZ. You should have put it on 2 months ago. You would have knew what you were voting for.
All right. Dave,
$5 I can borrow. I need a gallon of gas.
You're going to need more than a couple of bucks pretty soon. The prices have started to inch up already, but I think they will do more than inch up in the not-too-distant future.
Will.
Hope I'm wrong, and I hope you're wrong as well, but we'll see what happens, okay? Thanks, Dave.
You got it.
Have a great night. Good night. 617-254-1030, 888-929-1030 is the number. The ladies' line is 617-931-1030. Again, don't let the men dominate. Actually, we've had more women callers tonight, which is great. Chris is in Hyde Park. Chris, want to get you in here before the break. Go right ahead, Chris.
Hi, thank you. Thank you.
Go right ahead,
grateful,
sir.
Caller. It's so exciting. It's just everything about it is so exciting. I just want to have a positive attitude and to look for, hey, everything's not great. It's not all perfect. You know, I could knock down, you know, 5 out of 5 things and complain about everything, but let's have a good attitude, go forward, get it done, work together. Somehow it can happen. It can happen. And I know you can help, Dan, because you're a helper.
Well, here's my feeling is you wipe the slate clean and you say to yourself, okay, today's day one. Whether you voted for Joe Biden or not, let's see what happens. Hope he succeeds, because if he succeeds, everyone does well. But I got to tell you, when he does things like, you know, knocking out the Keystone Pipeline, I'm not going to do it tonight, but I will criticize him on things that I disagree with, and I will support him on things I agree with.
They all have their 20 things that they spout out and then don't do anything.
I think that stylistically, I know when Karen called earlier tonight from Watertown, that stylistically there probably were a lot of people. I think Tony from Maryland said the same thing, kind of waiting to exhale. I think there are a lot of people who look at this and feel, okay, we've kind of slowed down a little bit. Let's see what President Biden is able to do.
You know, then you can always complain later on. You know what I mean?
But we got 4 hours a night, 5 nights a week here on Nights. You know,
thank you. You know, short and sweet. Thank you. Grateful. Love BZ. It's exciting. The whole thing is great. I'm learning politics right from the radio.
I'll tell you that. I agree with you in terms of the excitement of the day, because clearly, whenever you change administration, it's exciting. Now, there were a lot of people who went after Donald Trump with a vengeance from day one. And I think in retrospect, many people should have given him more of a chance. I don't know if it would have made a difference because of the arrival of COVID. But there are a lot of presidents who have been overtaken by events. I think that Jimmy Carter, who was elected with great hope, got overtaken by the oil by OPEC and the oil crisis of the late 70s.
I love Jimmy Carter. I love him. He's just a nice guy.
No, he is a nice guy, but I also think that everything worked against him.
We're on the track now. We're on the right track now.
Well, let's hope so. I'm going to need more than a few days to decide I'm on the right track, but I want to wipe that slate clean and give Joe Biden every opportunity to succeed.
Well, I'm going to go. I'm going to follow your lead. You let me know. We'll do, you know, I'll follow you. I'll watch you. I'll listen all the time, and I'll make sure that I put together a good plan and we'll go forward.
Sounds good. If a guy from Reedville and a guy from Hyde Park put their head together, who can beat us, right?
Yeah, well, you know,
I'm a Reedville guy at heart. Remember, that's where I grew up. You're a Hyde Park guy. If you took all of the intellectual capability in Reedville and Hyde Park, we could have conquered the world. Thanks, Chris. Have a great night.
It's a nice place. Yep.
Great place. Great
Thank
place. Good night. Great place to grow up. 617-254-1030, 888-929-1030. Very quick break. Coming right back on Nightside. Your reaction to what transpired in Washington today. You have to be excited about the first day of any new administration. During your lifetime, think about how many presidents you will live under. I mean, you know, think how many. I know for us baby boomers, most of us started with the Eisenhower administration, maybe with Truman, Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, Ford, Carter, Reagan, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama, Trump, and now Joe Biden. There aren't that many in your lifetime when you think about it. Coming back on Nightside. Back we go. We're going to go to Paul in Revere. Paul in Revere next on Nightside. How are you tonight?
Good. How you doing, Dan?
Doing great.
8 o'clock. No, thanks. I get up 8 o'clock to watch Trump's last speech because I heard that he was going to leave early in the morning.
Yeah.
So I want to, you know, it's a historic day. You know, you're going from one president to another president.
Absolutely.
Right. So let me watch his speech. So I'm listening to it. And he gets over with it. And I was so saddened. I was really sad. And I also started to get angry. Because we lost 400,000 people from this pandemic. Happens to be the leading cause of death right now in America. And there was no sympathy. There was no compassion. There was no nothing about that. And it reminded me, 2 months ago, matter of fact, WBZ News, there was a woman who lost her father. And the last word she said her father said, is that I'm just a number. And that's what made me angry. That Trump came off to me like, they're just numbers.
Did you watch his speech last night, by any chance?
No, I didn't.
Oh, he gave a longer speech on Tuesday night at the White House around 4 o'clock, and he did talk about the loss of life. But I think that he was trying to. I watched his speech this morning. I think he was trying to emphasize what he had accomplished in his final speech.
Fine, but this is the last speech to the country, and you should say, "Listen, you'll get through this." And I really mourn the loss of these people. In a way, that's why Biden's actually better, and that's why I think people are more excited.
Well, I think that President Trump. I agree with you to this extent, Paul. I think that President Trump did not show the level of empathy, and perhaps he didn't understand. Now, ironically, he was somebody who contracted COVID, and you would think that he would understand that even better than others. And also, there were members of his inner circle. I mean, Rudy Giuliani had COVID. Mark Meadows had COVID. There are a lot of people within his group that had. His wife had COVID. Not apparently a particularly bad case. She was able to ride it out at the White House. But, you know, again.
I got you. But I'm trying to say, you know, Biden lost a wife and two sons. So he understands suffering. And by understanding suffering, I think the country's suffering, man. It just is.
Well, no question about it. But let me put it like this: what he could have said, Paul.
One thing, real quick.
Yeah. Well, let me respond to your point, if you don't mind.
I'm not done with the point. Let me finish the point real quick. That he's actually, in a way, perfect for what we're going through. The empathy and the sympathy is very much needed now by leadership.
Yeah. Okay. You've made that point, and you've made it well. I would argue. I shouldn't say argue. I would respond to you. What sort of a grade would you give him, not on his handling of the COVID crisis, but on how quickly we as a country have been able to get a vaccine available?
Warp speed? Warp speed was fantastic. Mm-hmm. You got to give him credit. You can't say, no, that was bad.
Well, he could have talked about that. He could have talked about that.
I'd like to say, you bring up that warp speed. Now there's not enough refills, so he kind of screwed it up at the same time. He starts good. We got
if he had not committed to what he all along I think was betting in his own mind that a vaccine would come through. And it would probably come through in time for the election. And I don't think it came through in time for the election. And in terms of the distribution, he left that up to the military. And, yeah, there were problems there. But give him credit for warp speed. He did have his focus on that. But I think he was not someone. Bill Clinton was really good. You know, when he would use the phrase, I feel your pain. I know what you're going through, Bill Clinton. And Donald Trump was not a Bill Clinton guy in that regard. So.
Well, I'll tell you, Bill Clinton, it's funny people say Donald Trump was picked on in the media. Talked to a friend of mine in Gettysburg last night because he was like, I can't wait for Biden. And I said, well, you know, they say that Donald Trump was picked on really bad in the media. And he goes, well, Bill Clinton with Lewinsky was buried in the media. And so,
yeah, well, you know, again, Paul, I'm not looking to debate you on this one. I think that Bill Clinton was received very well in the first term. And then, you know, as you know, Clinton took a chance in the White House, which was, let's say, unpresidential. Well, let's just say unpresidential. OK. And then he compounded that by looking in the camera at you and me and saying, I did not have sex with that woman. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And so I think that's when the press kind of came down on Clinton. And probably ironically, I think if that hadn't happened, Clinton had a pretty good presidency, and that probably Al Gore would have been president instead of George Bush.
Well, that's a hanging Chad thing. That's crazy. But the point.
No, but I'm saying that was a close election that Bush won.
Trump deserves what he got when it comes to the media, because, you know,
they went after Trump from day one.
Yeah, but you know why? Because when you come out with the Bill Buckner tape, right? He also. I mean, this is Trump.
What'd you say? Did you say the Bill? Wait a second, Paul. Wait a second. Did you say the Bill Buckner tapes? Is that what you said?
The ones in the camper. You know, grabbing the women's private parts. You don't know this?
Oh, I know exactly. You meant to, you said Bill Buckner. Bill Buckner played for the Red Sox. You were talking about the Billy Bush tape. Well, guess what? Even after the Billy Bush tape, I called in October of 2016, for him to get off the ticket, okay? You listen to my show. You've listened to a long time. And yet, despite that, he was elected. He was elected by the American people. Anyway, Paul, I got to run. Always an interesting conversation with my friend Paul from Revere. Sometimes we go down different lanes and different alleys, but we always end as a friend. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate your call. Good night. Coming back on Nightside, 617-254-1030, 888-929-1030. When he said to me, Bill Buckner tape, I'm thinking, what? Bill Buckner, Mookie Wilson, Bob Stanley, Bill Buckner, Calvin Schiraldi. Back after this.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Thank you, Don Hoffman. For Paul and Revere, who alluded to former President Trump's speech out at Andrews Joint Base Andrews. Cut 11, Rob. This is...
I can only say this. We have worked hard. We've left it all, as the athletes would say. We've left it all in the field. We don't have to come and say... We'll never say in a month when we're sitting in Florida, we're not going to be looking at each other and saying, you know, if we only worked a little bit harder, you can't work harder. And we had a lot of obstacles, and we went through the obstacles.
So former President Trump talks about that he did everything the way he wanted it. Well, I think he made a lot of mistakes along the way. That compares with, this is a cut from Joe Biden's inaugural address, President Joe Biden's inaugural address today. This is cut 51, Rob.
Through Civil War, the Great Depression, World War, 9/11. Through struggle, sacrifice, and setbacks, our better angels have always prevailed. In each of these moments, enough of us have come together to carry all of us forward. And we can do that now.
So that pretty much was President Biden's appeal for everyone to come together. Let's go to David in Milwaukee. David in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Welcome back, David. How are you tonight?
Oh, good evening, Dan. I'm very, I guess, a little bit upset I personally have a friend of mine that has one of his sons working on the pipeline.
Yeah.
And he's going to be out of a job. And he has two young kids. And I wish Biden would have just taken a little time just to kind of look at things, because people have to realize, I understand Trump, you know, he was bombastic and everything. And Biden certainly is not going to be that way as far as speaking is concerned.
No, Joe Biden is not bombastic. I would agree with you.
Right, right. So what I would say is this, is that I know we want to move away from fossil fuels, but the end of the day, you know, the Paris Accord, there really isn't a lot of teeth to it. And it's really advantageous for China for the next 30 years, where they can do whatever they want, coal plants, anything they want to do. And I, unfortunately, this is just my opinion. I think especially people that are in the lower rungs, they're going to be affected with much higher gas prices, material costs, going to the grocery store. I suspect, and we're going to end up buying, because we blocked, you know, the pipeline there to Canada. He's looking to do some other ones. He's looking at, you know, blocking stuff up in Alaska. We're going to end up buying, you know, the oil from our enemies, you know, and, you know, from across the world. And they're smiling right now that sure. We're clamping down our own resources. And we have to look at the big picture, and we have to say, hey, you know what? Maybe we should reconsider. And I just feel heartbroken that on the first day that he's president, that my friend's son is now going to be out of a job.
Yeah.
You know, it's just,
well, I think as President Obama once said, elections have consequences, and there will be consequences. And I think that this is a nod by President Biden to the progressives within his party, returning to the Paris Climate Initiative and spiking the Keystone XL pipeline. He's acknowledging to the progressives that on those issues he's with them. So whether or not
illegal, and then the other thing is with shutting down the border wall, that just gives a clear indication of people. They've already talked about the whole groups of caravans coming up from Honduras. They want to make their way up here to the United States, and we are going to be flooded from godly knows from who knows where. Mm-hmm. By having that not finished, it's just not a good thing. Sex trafficking, drugs, people have to realize that there's real consequences for many, many people, families down the road, that, you know, we have to look out for our own interests in that situation.
David, I think that is all moot right now. And President Biden has a majority in Congress. It's a slimmer majority, but it's a majority. He has a very slim majority in an evenly divided U.S. Senate, with the president of the Senate, the vice president, Kamala Harris, actually being the deciding vote. And whenever it's 50-50, elections have consequences. So let's see what happens. And we'll talk about this for the next couple of years. There's off-year elections coming up in 2022. If Joe Biden does a great job, maybe the Democrats will pick up seats in both houses. I don't know, in both the House and Senate.
My one hope is that I really hope that Joe Manchin, I know he's a Democrat, a moderate Democrat, I really hope that he doesn't cave into some of these radical end of things, and that, you know, we can just have a little bit, just slow it down a little bit before we start.
Well, the problem, David, is that President Trump and the Republicans blew it in Georgia. They blew it in Georgia. And again, elections have consequences, but we're here every night. So whenever you want to talk, you give me a call, okay?
Okay. Okay, I appreciate it, Dan. Thanks.
Thanks. And by the way, thanks for listening out there in Wisconsin. We have some loyal listeners in Wisconsin, and you are certainly amongst them, and I really appreciate you taking the time to call.
All right. Well, hopefully the Packers win the championship this weekend.
So yeah, you know, I'm kind of rooting for Brady. I hate to tell you that, David. So, I mean, I'm kind of rooting for Tom Brady here, but I think Aaron Rodgers is a fabulous quarterback, too. He's probably the best quarterback in pro football right now, in my opinion.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Absolutely. All right. I'll be thinking about you. I'll be watching that game. Thanks, David. Have a great one. Good night. Paul is in Woburn. Hey, Paul, you're next on Nightside. Thanks for calling in. What's going on, Paul?
Well, you know, the wall. How much did we spend on that wall?
Millions. Millions and millions. Billions of dollars. A lot of it, by the way, was approved during President Obama's presidency. Donald Trump campaigned on it, but a lot of it actually was in the works before the 2016 election.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wasn't aware of that.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, that's. But when you build something of that magnitude, it's not something that's done overnight. But yeah, that's true. It was a lot of it, and then more funding. President Trump fought for more funding, and of course, a lot of the building that has gone on during the Trump administration was approved under the Biden administration.
Oh, Well, I wonder, what are we going to do with the wall now?
Well, a lot of it, by the way, there are contracts that are in place, and if let's say President Biden says we're going to stop building the wall, all that is going to mean is that the contracts, we will have to pay for the wall that doesn't get built.
Oh,
I mean, it's like let's say that you hire somebody to put a new roof in your house, and let's say you give them a down payment of 25%. And let's say the new roof would cost you, I don't know, let's just say for the fun of it, $8,000. So you give them $2,000 as a down payment. And then you decide at the last moment, well, I'm going to back out of the contract. Who do you think keeps the down payment?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah. So there could be some very happy construction companies down on the border who will have a windfall and won't have to go and build the wall, maybe.
So the wall is going to stay.
Well, that's the other question. Now, the other question is, do you want to spend money to knock the wall down? There's no wall across the entire southern border. I think there was 200 miles built under the Trump administration.
Okay. Well, this is kind of funny. I don't know. I hope you take it this way. I want to knock the wall down. Put it on tractor trailers, drive it to Florida, and dump it at Trump's golf course.
Well,
of course, the truck drivers have to be Spanish, not English speaking.
Well, if you do that, I'll bet you that if you do that as the United States government, Donald Trump will be suing the United States government.
All right. Funny idea.
It was a very funny idea.
Really
thanks. Thanks, Paul. We'll talk to you later. Have a good one.
Dan, thank you.
All right, pal. Thanks. I'm glad you got that off your chest. Let's go to Matt down in Florida. Matt, have you seen the president tonight? Has he swung over by Naples?
Not quite yet. First, I just want to say the Democrats actually did approve funding for that wall twice. So they're frauds. I'm not very happy tonight. Secondly, why do we have fireworks and all this pomp and circumstance?
I'm glad you said pomp and circumstance. I think what you were thinking, but go ahead.
No, I'm in a bad mood because talk about wasting money. I mean, enough of this, okay? If the country was in such dire despair and Joe Biden was going to save everybody, how about you just get in the White House and start writing some bills and start meeting with people? Okay. Thirdly, Mitch, all for my friends who I hope are not on suicide watch right now. We got Susan in Brighton, Paul in Brighton, Hugh in Pennsylvania. The sun came up this morning, so hopefully they're all okay.
Yeah.
but I hope they saw Mitch McConnell, Ted Cruz, out there kissing Joe Biden, giving them hugs, and just spitting back in their face, because these politicians don't care. They have zero integrity, and it pissed me off, Dan, to be totally honest with you.
I can understand.
Because for 4 years, these spineless individuals were getting the normal people riled up. And I hope Trump comes back and runs third party, because I'm already sick of I'm a Bernie Sanders guy, Dan, but after watching today, I'm already pissed off by we're back to the political establishment of the swamp, all giving each other smacks on the butt. And, oh, this is great. Now Trump's gone. Now we can keep milking the system. If Joe Biden's not at his desk tomorrow, passing some legislation, doing some good things in this country, it's not going to be good. Thank you.
Well, Matt, I know how strongly you feel. I do not think that Donald Trump is going to form a third political party, because that would be suicidal. I mean, it would be, you know, why would you do that? I think he's done. That's my opinion. I think he is done, and I'll see what other people think. But I think that was his curtain call today. He will be around. He's going to make a lot of money. He's going to write memoirs. He's going to do speeches. He's living high off the hog tonight. He's sitting in Mar-a-Lago.
All the Republicans are going to vote to impeach him because they don't want him to run again. I just want everyone that I listened to for four years of calling in this show, I want every one of them to respond to Mitch McConnell at Joe Biden's prayer ceremony today and Ted Cruz giving him hugs, and it makes you want to puke. So thank you.
Before you go, let me play Cut 62, because I don't want you to be nauseous, but I want people to know what you're talking about. If you could play Cut 62 for me, Rob, I'd appreciate it.
It's my honor and privilege to help present these flags of our nation that were flown over today's event here at the Capitol. Now, I have to make one point of personal privilege on behalf of the Senate. With all due respect to our distinguished speaker and our colleagues from the House, I have to note, not only did we just swear in a son and daughter of the Senate to these high offices, but indeed both these former senators skipped the House altogether.
That was a knee slapper. That was a knee slapper, Matt, don't you think?
My God. Actually, I have one more thing to say. Can I say it?
Well, as long as you keep it clean, go ahead.
Watching the commentary. Again, I'm a Bernie Sanders guy, but Bernie Sanders doesn't belong with these people. He's trying to change the country. He's trying to help people. He's not trying to milk the system. So watching the commentary of all these channels, oh, Joe Biden and his wife have a great marriage. That's going to be great for the country. I wanted to throw up. Every 5 seconds they were talking about how great Joe Biden was. And it's insane.
Matt. Be careful. He went to Mass this morning. He probably said a prayer for you. I'm trying to tease you, Matt. That's all. I'm sorry.
Getting stuff done. He better start passing stuff. Some stuff that actually helps people.
All right, thank Matt. You. Appreciate your call. Have a great night. 617. Matt will stir it up. 617-254-1030. 888-929-1030. The ladies' line has been quiet. 617-931-1030. I know the ladies are out there listening. Dial 617-931-1030. Come on, don't let the guys dominate. We're coming back on Nightside. All right, we're moving a little bit more quickly here. Michael in Attleboro. Michael, next on Nightside. Go right ahead, sir.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
Doing great.
You know, I took a shot on politics after listening to my friends for years, why I didn't listen to politics. I'm through, and I got to give Matt credit, and I don't want to insult any. I know I can't insult any people. I didn't like the fact you let the lady slip through with the word deprogram regarding the Trump people. and also the
Which lady was that? Which lady was that?
It was like before 11 o'clock on Monday night, I believe. She said, well, how are we going to deprogram the 73 million Trump people?
Oh, no, no, no. Well, yeah, but I was doing on Monday night. Thank you. Well, by the way, it wasn't Monday night, because at Monday night at 11 o'clock, we were talking about China with Dr. Greg Stoller. Last night, maybe. No, we talked about deprogramming.
No, I think it was the last hour.
We talked about deprogramming last night, and the point that I was making was that is a scary concept. No one should be talking about deprogramming anyone, because when you talk about deprogramming, I think you and I are on the same page. You're talking about forcing someone to reject their point of view, and you know, that's not the role of government. It's not the role of anybody. Everybody should have a right to their own opinion.
Okay.
Are you with me on that? I hope you're with me on that.
Yeah, I am. So I missed the beginning of that. So I apologize.
Oh,
that.
No. But I just want to be. I went after Katie Couric. She and Eugene Robinson, a columnist for The Washington Post, have used the word deprogramming. To me, That's similar to saying that you're going to sterilize people. In other words, you're going to sterilize
their mind,
or you're going to sterilize them sexually. I mean, that's stuff that's done by totalitarian countries. You know, so that's something I feel really strongly about. But you go ahead, Michael. Why are you going to drop out of politics? Tell me why.
I can't take what went on. It's just unbelievable. We know what went on. We know they cheated. They'll prove it again when it comes to the.
So you're going to give? Let me ask you this: you're going to give up?
I'm not going to give up, but I'm going to do what I did this time. I'm only going to check your Nightside topics. If it's politics, bye bye.
Well,
I'm only going to listen to the other stuff.
Well, here's the thing, Michael. Here's the thing. Give me 30 seconds to try to change your mind.
Okay.
And I'm not going to deprogram you. I'm going to deprogram you, Michael. We need, as Americans, we need to be vigilant. Okay. And we need to be up to date on things. I keep you up to date on so many things, and I will always give both sides. But you know, on certain issues, you know where I'm coming from. And it sounds to me like you and I probably on the same side in both issues.
Absolutely.
And all I'm just saying is, don't abandon me, because I'm not going to abandon you.
Okay, that makes sense. Two other things.
Sure.
The person who called from the beach, I'm not going to mention names, he stopped calling altogether. And I knew he'd call back. The only other person I'm waiting for, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. Listen.
Oh, you might remember it. I know. I Beth from Wellesley. I never heard so much vitriol. It was right after Trump got in.
Yeah.
And I'm being mean by saying that. You remember that?
Well, I don't recall that specific call, but there were a lot of people who were very vitriolic. You no question. You're absolutely right. But guess what? Guess what? I've lived under Democratic presidents, Republican presidents, and we're still here. Sun comes up tomorrow.
This is different. This is different, Dan. I mean, the pizza shop down near where I used to live, because there's a Trump sign on it, the guy doesn't even own the building, they won't go in there anymore. It's on and on and on. I never heard of such a thing.
No, I agree with you. And I think that, again, I guess what I'm trying to say is this too shall pass, okay? This too shall pass.
No, I don't think so.
I will fight to make it pass, okay? So whatever.
Not to mention, why didn't they protect the Capitol 2 weeks ago? They knew it was going to happen. They don't care if some people die.
Well, I agree with you, and that's why I do think I agree with the Democrats. Let's have a legitimate 9/11 type commission, and let's find out who knew what when, because I think we might be surprised, if you get my drift.
But they've already got it slanted that it's Republicans, saying Republicans walked people through the day before.
Yeah. Well, look.
You know, Dan, I've been going to Casey's, by the way. I don't see you down there.
I haven't been to Casey's.
We'll see you down at Casey's.
I haven't been in Casey's in a while, and I'll see you at Casey's. Okay, thanks.
$17 for an egg salad sandwich and four hot dogs. Isn't it great to live in America?
It's only going to go up. No, their prices are pretty good. All right, Michael, I got to run. Talk to you soon. Have a great night. All right, we're done for this hour. We got another full hour. Charlie, Luke, and Mark, you stay there. Let's fill up the rest of the line. 617-254-1030, 888-929-1030, and 617-931-1030. We'll get everybody on. We got a lot of points of view to hear from in the final hour of Nightside on this, the night of Joe Biden's inauguration as the 46th President of the United States.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.